Fenny and Sparks. How you doing?
Ian and
fantastic.
Adam.
Great. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm great. You guys in the studio a day before you're playing a massive show at Homebake, a very cramped and sweaty show tonight at the Annandale, I imagine.
Yeah.
And what else has been going on? You guys have been rather busy, one imagines.
We have. We've been in rehearsals for the last sort of week.
I was more talking about the follicularly busy. Everyone seems to have grown beards in Birds of Tokyo.
Cultivating.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a bit of a beard going on.
Yeah, I mean,
got a bit of a beard.
Adam often has a beard.
I often have a beard, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those things where we generally do have beards, but when Kenny has one, then everyone's got a beard.
Oh, sorry. Because Ian Burney, of course, has grown one.
Yes.
And he doesn't often have one. Yeah. Anyone else? Is the other Adam beard?
The other Adam's got a little bit of stubble. Glenn, unfortunately, is follically challenged.
He's been trying pretty hard for the last 6 years or so.
I think it's nice that you let him join the band officially, even if he can't grow a beard. I think it's nice.
Yeah.
You guys have been travelling around a little bit. You guys were in Melbourne last couple of weeks. You did that Ormond Hall show.
Yeah.
And trying out new gear.
Yeah, we've been trying out some new songs. We actually played, the show in Melbourne was at the Ormond Hall in St Kilda. Really cool space. That, I don't know why people don't use it, but it's a really old, kooky hall, and we had a great gig there
nice.
A couple of nights ago.
And I saw you playing little gigs, like sort of little secret acoustic kind of gigs as well, demoing the songs. How are the songs sounding? Because we haven't heard that many of them.
Cool. Well, they're still coming together a little bit. We got about five or six to try out tonight again. Mm-hmm. They get better, as you know, when you play them more. But they're off to a pretty good start, I think. Yeah.
They feel good, you know, like on stage. They feel good and they sound good. As to what exactly how it's cutting across, we'll find out in the next few shows, but things are feeling cool.
Yeah, right. Well, we've got you've got a few shows coming up and a few more that we may talk about kind of soon. And you've released, the information's come out, the album's going to be called March Fires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I actually have a few snippets from the album, which I found on the internet, which I'm going to play at some point, if that's all right with you guys. It's all right. They're not actual snippets from. They're just from that little teaser video that you released. So I'll just make it sound more exciting than it is.
Let's do that.
All right. Right now, this is the song. From the This Fire EP that we've already heard. This is This Fire at Triple J by Birds of Tokyo. In case you were wondering, when Birds of Tokyo play this song live, has just revealed to me. By Ian and Adam here in the studio. That's the moment where Ian goes off and gets to the toilet first, apparently.
Well, there's always a bit of a challenge, a bit of a race.
Is that why you wrote the instrumental bit at the end? Like, Ian put that in and just goes, just leave it there, guys. I'll just walk off over here.
Yeah, while we were writing, I tried to have one on every track.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't fly.
It's always terrifying on stage, you know.
That's good. A couple of the Birds of Tokyo are in the studio. Now, five strong, the Birds of Tokyo. Flanked out a little bit, stretched out a little bit for this new album's coming out next year, March Fires. And you said in one of the videos that it felt like a bit of a restart, a launch pad, this album. Now, how does that – explain that.
Well, it's quite across board, really. The songs that we took on board this time, they're quite sort of different styles and different feels we've got settled in now. Glenn and Ian are fully-fledged birds, and that's kind of taken on a new guard as how we approach parts and who this band – what this band – band says live and sonically, so there's a lot changed. There's still things changing. We're still morphing, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's just an ever ongoing thing about trying to, I don't know, kind of trying to find ways. We're huge pop nuts, man. We're always going to be, you know, unashamedly. We're always trying to find ways to sonically and texturally, you know, still work within those parameters that we really love. You know, we don't write songs for radio. You know, we don't do that at all. We write songs because we fucking love pop songs.
Excuse me, language, please. The world has not ended. You're not allowed to swear on Triple J just because of the apocalypse. But it does go back to, it was kind of you two hanging out together, wasn't it, originally, kind of saying, hey, Adam's got some songs, you want to have a sing on them, and it was that kind of vibe way back in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not a lot's changed in that way, but it's just everything around it has. So, yeah.
That's right. Now there's, there's people growing beards, people not able to grow beards, and you get to go to cool places. Didn't you, like, go out to, apart from going overseas to record it, you went out to a cool place in the Victorian sort of wilderness to bunker down and write it?
Victorian Wilderness.
Victorian Wilderness? They Wilderness.
We went to France for a little while.
That's the one.
Yeah.
The outer suburb of Melbourne.
Collingwood.
Past Collingwood, France. That's okay. We went to France for a little while. That sounds pretty nice.
It was beautiful. Yeah. Well, I mean, we've you know, to be fair, I mean, we've had a pretty good run for a couple of years. You know, we've never really spoiled ourselves. So we thought, why not, you know, just have some fun and get away somewhere, just the five of us, and, you know, have a bit of a holiday / riding sort of thing.
Because the last album was recorded somewhere freezing.
I was in Gotthard,
yeah, Sweden. So,
yeah.
So
it was a little like bit minus 20. Brutal.
French Riviera, a little bit nicer.
Yeah, it was lovely. We had this this house that looked over sort of Villefranche in Nice. And as soon as we got there and sort of walked in, we're like, wow, this is quite spectacular. And it was like, either we're going to get a hell of a lot of work done or not a note. It was just like, man, this could go pear-shaped.
Yeah.
But it was, no, it was really, really productive.
We found this beer, that, you know, that Leffe beer, Leffe, whatever it is.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Leffe Blue.
Belgian beer, I think.
Yeah, and it's like 9% or something. But yeah, it's like €4 or something for a six-pack. And that just, oh, yeah, we're just pretty much living on those and, you know, homemade tomato rolls every day, really.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Overlooking Keith's exile house or whatever it is,
and
you know.
Any pastries we could manage to communicate with the bakery girls down the street. These snobby French bakery girls, yeah.
We wrote a song called French Bakery Girl.
Is that on the album? Wait a second. When the night falls quiet, no motionless white leaves bloom, nothing about French Bakery Girls.
No, we're trying to talk Glenn, trying to urge him to go down there and sort of try and serenade these
with the
bakery women
at the local boulangerie.
Yeah, but it didn't happen.
They'd sell us these little caramel eclair things, and we'd make the trip up there just to go and see French Bakery Girl and
pastries.
Yeah, yeah.
And pastries. And I tell you, we had no game.
We had no game whatsoever. Terrible.
I'm really quite amazed you got any songs done at all. But you did, and there's proof, because there's this.
We will light our way with our lanterns on.
That sounds like us.
And is that the song about how you got to the boulangerie? You had, like, because there's no street lights, you had to turn the lanterns on.
Yeah, so we had to sort of light our way to the bakery girls.
There it is. All right, coming up next on Triple J, I'm going to play a tune and then come back with a bunch of dates of you guys heading around Australia next year, which is pretty exciting.
Cool.
All right,
cool.
Triple J, Birds Tokyo in the studio. Here's Lisa Mitchell. Ian and Adam from Birds of Tokyo, who are, well, you've got a show tonight at the Annandale, show, which is pretty cool, honing your chops.
It's gonna be good, yeah.
Getting stuff ready for Home Bake tomorrow, which I imagine is going to go a little bit off tap.
Hope so, yeah. We're playing a little sort of side stage, so it's going to be
cool.
It's going to be cool, yeah. We're quite happy about that, actually.
That's very nice. I remember the last show I saw you guys at was not so much a side stage, but the massive Tumby Bay one night stand.
Tumby Bay.
Did you see it's on iView now. On the other night, the one from this year, the one night stand from this year, went up on it was on ABC television, the one that was rained out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Didn't quite get. Yours was a much drier one night stand.
No, yeah, that one was
killer. Cold, though.
In Dolby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, was I? Yeah, still.
That's where we met Wayne Dolphin.
Wayne Dolphin, yeah. We flew over on the way over with this guy called Wayne Dolphin.
He was a tuna fisherman?
Yeah, he was a fisherman.
Something.
And we met his son's friends that night who were trying to fight us or something, and then they said, yeah, that's Rod Dolphin's dad or something.
Yeah, that's right.
The Dolphin or something like
this. The Dolphin
family. What a family.
I know.
A big hello to all the dolphins listening right now, the Tumby Bay Dolphins or any other dolphins from all over the place. Actually, if you are in South Australia, be careful because there's fires. We just played the song This Fire by Birds of Tokyo, and there's fires on the York Peninsula. There's fires in Western Australia as well.
Bloody fires.
Bremer Bay. And you guys got an album called March Fires.
It's going to go very south for us. We hope it doesn't. Well, no, and particularly for the people who,
get
burnt.
It's not going to be like, it's not going to be, you know, when people had that bad luck in 2001 when they named their albums had something to do with terrorism and suddenly they were banned from the radio.
She had,
of course. Anyway, next year, let's talk about next year because March Fires is coming out 1st of March. Good time.
How appropriate, right?
Yes.
Wow, that just came together.
imagine if something happens between now and then and it's not ready and you can't get the album out till April.
Yeah.
I shouldn't jinx that, really.
Yeah. Well, yep, there it goes. Just jinxed. Don't expect
that. Are you superstitious? You're a superstitious person, Ian?
No, not really.
I'm getting a nod from Sparks over here.
Yeah.
No, I'm not really superstitious.
Let's just not talk about that.
In about an hour's time, and maybe you're not allowed to admit you're superstitious. In about an hour's time, Sophie McNeil on Hack's going to be talking to a few fortune tellers who are going to be talking about stuff for next year, actually, which is interesting if you get into that sort of stuff. Anyway, I can predict the future. And I reckon next year you guys are going to be on the March Fires tour, kicking off on the 27th of February, so before the album comes out, in Ballarat at the University of Ballarat Sports and Rec Centre, then hitting up Peer Live in Frankston, in Traralgon on the 1st of March, spending your album launch date in Traralgon. Well done, guys, in Gippsland. Beautiful.
Actually, I remember we were there last time. That's that place where it's got like the disco, it turns into a disco straight away. It's got that huge window that overlooks the dance floor, and Bernie was cutting it up across the...
Yeah, it's got like a million mirror balls in the roof as well.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Hundreds of them.
Hello, Traralgon. The Forum Theatre in Melbourne on the 2nd of March. HQ in Adelaide on the 5th of March. Prince of Wales in Bunbury. Hey, Mitch, on the 7th of March. The Frio Arts Centre on the 8th. 10th of March. Playing in Launceston at the Breath of Life Festival. Canberra on the 12th of March. Waves in Wollongong on the 13th of March. Heading up to Newcastle to Panthers on the 15th. Laurieton on the 19th of March. Plano in Coffs Harbour on the 20th of March. The TIV on the 22nd of March, finishing up on the 23rd of March, the Coolangatta Hotel on the Gold Coast. That is the March Fires Tour. All dates with, I believe...
Regular
John. I'd written it down, but I wanted to make sure it hadn't been taken off here. Regular John, awesome.
Yeah. We really love that new record. It's really interesting.
It's one of my favourite albums of this year. It's great. Yeah, it's good to see bands going, like, sort of changing themselves like that as well.
Totally.
And we'll have your album by that time next year as well. What are you guys doing for Christmas, New Year's? What's up?
Perth. We're going to head back to Perth and hang out with my folks and have a bit of time off.
Cool.
Eat, drink, sleep, surf, do the works.
Yeah, nice.
We're pretty much going to have some time off, do that tour next year and then take the rest of the year off, I think. We don't like to work too much here in Birds.
That's good. That's so good.
Is this our annual meeting? Do we just have it?
Yeah,
we
do. Okay, it's the AGM.
Done. Yeah. Done. I completely agree.
The Adam Keating meeting.
Can I say...
The other guys are listening, we'll get the year off.
Yeah.
Ian, present.
Yep.
Present.
Yep.
And Sparks, present.
Yeah, you got the minutes there, buddy.
AGM is done. The minutes will be available on the podcast after the show, so you can give it to the rest of the band.
So we'll need some work for the rest of the year if anybody's
got any gigs.
We're good at beard trimming. We can help you grow a beard. We'll show you how to do that.
There's
we'll
two very professional beard growers right in front of me right now, and I'm going to go out on a tune. The very first song I think I heard from you guys, and this is... in fact, you guys came in and did this for like a version. And played Better Through the Grapevine.
Yeah, that's right.
This is Birds of Tokyo, recorded at Splendor in the Grass. Excellent live version of Silhouetic. Have a good gig tonight at the Annandale, dudes.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks.
And a great time at Home Bake tomorrow. This is Silhouetic by Birds of Tokyo and Triple J.